The measure cleared the House Health Market Reform Subcommittee on party lines. That's despite opposition from health advocates and Democrats. It would have the same work requirements currently in place for Florida's Temporary Cash Assistance Program, or TCA, to Medicaid patients. The TCA is a program that helps low-income families get back on their feet while remaining in their own homes. Enrollees would have to show proof of employment to the State Department of Children and Families, and they'd have to work up to 40 hours per week. That work requirement includes everything from holding a job to vocational training or working towards a high school diploma or equivalent. The requirement applies to people with children older than 3 months or people without children ages 19 and 20. It exempts those receiving supplemental security income, Social Security disability insurance, or those who don't meet federal work eligibility requirements. The bill's sponsor, Miami Republican Representative Daniel Perez, says it only affects a small percentage of people on Medicaid.
If you really want to get down to the numbers and talk percentages, this really would apply to about 8% of individuals. Because if you take out the portion of the children and those that are on disability and long-term care, it's actually a very small portion of individuals that would be affected. And the people that we're going to try and implement this on is the individual that is an able-bodied adult that can go out into the workforce and be responsible. That's really what the point of this bill is, and that really is the target of this bill.
The Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy's Karen Woodall pushes back. She says there are good reasons Medicaid doesn't currently have work requirements.
Parents can't make more than 31% of the federal poverty level, so that's less than half of the federal poverty level, and still be eligible for the Medicaid program. So If parents are required to go out and work, there is a huge disincentive to making anything because they'll lose their health insurance. And I would submit not having health insurance is not a way to help get people out of poverty.
The American Cancer Society's Matt Jordan says the requirements could jeopardize treatment for cancer patients.
It is a very debilitating disease, and there's a lot of side effects that go along with cancer. A lot of those side effects will keep people from being able to work. When you're thinking about whether it's through the diagnosis process, through the actual treatment and the survival process, there are side effects that affect you being able to go about your regular day-to-day life. A lot of doctors even recommend that you stay home and you not work while you're battling cancer.
Miami Democratic Representative Nicholas Duran says this bill targets parents. He says he appreciates the bill's intent and would be willing to work on it with Perez if Florida had expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. But
we're not expanding the program. We're just focusing in on a very limited group of people. And I don't think it works towards what we believe are looking to do here.
Florida has a serious health care access problem, says Sarasota Democratic Representative Margaret Good. That's a sentiment echoed by House Speaker Jose Oliva. But Good says this measure would exacerbate the problem.
When people have access to health care, they are more economically viable. They can get on their feet. They can hold a job. And what it seems like we would be doing here if this bill were to pass is to create further barriers so that people remain sick and remain poor and don't have the access to health care they need to get out of that hole.
Yet Representative Perez says the requirements aren't meant to be a burden.
We take into consideration that there may be a child at home. We take into consideration the potential transportation problems. And that's why the amount is less than a full-time job for each individual.
If signed into law, the measure would be subject to federal approval before taking effect. Lady Lake Republican Senator Dennis Baxley is sponsoring a similar bill. But that measure would also impose stricter penalties on people who fail to meet work requirements for temporary cash assistance. It is not yet been heard. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.